Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealer. I had this in my pile yesterday, and as I was, you know, there's always, we have like an inch thick of stuff that you could do for the show, and then you get the first eighth of an inch off of there and the show's over. So every day your leftover folder gets fatter and fatter. But this was on the top, and I saw it and I instantly went, oh, damn it. I love stories like this. So I decided I would just get it out of the way today.
All right.
Make sure I got to it. So you ever hear those stories where someone goes to a yard sale and they buy something for a dollar? And it turns out to be like $1 million.
A Pollock.
Right, exactly. Didn't that just happen?
Yeah.
So, or that you have something in your possession that you don't even remember getting, or it's like, I don't know, in your storage unit or something, and it turns out to be worth all kinds of money and you had no idea. So that's like Alice Cooper. I don't know. What's Alice Cooper's net worth?
I'm going to say $50 million.
Oh, really?
I
was thinking more like $30 million.
Okay.
But I hope he's worth what you said.
He's worth $40 million.
Okay.
All right. Well, in between.
Right, there you go. So mm-hmm. he's fine. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need any more money.
You ever like him?
Not particularly.
Me neither.
He's got a couple songs that were sort of rock radio staples, but I don't.
School's out.
Sure, school's out.
That's the biggest
summer.
Hit, I think.
Is he the only Women Bleed guy?
Feed My Frankenstein, Only Women Bleed, I think is
yeah,
him, too.
Yeah, he had a few. Like, okay.
I just never caught him.
Yeah. He doesn't seem to be... I don't know who caught him, but he's worth $40 million.
Oh, no more, Mr. Nice Guy.
Right. Sure, okay.
Yeah. He still has, like, a radio show on XM or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
You know. Listen, he's out there. He's doing his thing.
He's a guy who had a bunch of lost years and then sobered up. I do know that about him.
He actually, I remember seeing a couple years ago pictures of him on a golf course. And I'm telling you, he gets up and does his eyes every morning. Like, you know how he's got those, his whole thing was that he had the raccoon eyes. You know, mm-hmm. he was the guy who would sweat the eyeliner down his face. And he was on a golf course and he's dressed in the, you know, you got to wear the button shirt and the, I don't know, plaid pants, whatever you have to wear on the golf course. And he's got the eyeliner on. I'm like, really? But I wondered, maybe he's unrecognizable without it. And so when he wants to be unrecognizable, he just doesn't put it on.
Or maybe he doesn't feel like Alice Cooper without it.
Right.
Like, I don't have my swag if I don't have
Maybe he got it tattooed
my eyeliner.
On
That's possible. No, I don't think so. It wouldn't run down his face.
That's true. Unless he tattooed the runs down. I don't know. Anyway, so Alice Cooper, back in the 70s, the lost years, he bought a print of an electric chair made by his friend Andy Warhol. Mm. So I guess they ran in circles. And
All right.
You know, he knew Andy, and Andy charged him $2,500 for it. Which is, you know, listen, $2,500, that's a solid amount to pay for a painting these days. I mean, you know, for normal people. But
right.
in the 70s, I'm sure that was... It was like paying $10,000 for...
For a snap?
Bastards.
Oh, you poor thing. Anyway.
What?
He bought Snap
I
when
bought
it went
stock
public.
In Snap when they went public.
Snapchat.
And they've just continued to tube. I think they're at 14 now.
What'd you pay for them? Oh, Vinny.
They're at $13.89.
Oh! It's even lower than I thought. God!
Do you remember what you bought them at?
I don't. Not exactly.
You bought them like the first day, though.
How long? Oh, did you get them the first day?
No, I got it at like, I want to say 19 or 20.
Oh, so it's not the end of the world.
What?
I mean, yes, it's lower.
I mean, you're about to tell a story about a guy who spent $2,500 on a print.
A print. rolled it up, put it in a tube, stuck it in storage, forgot he even had it.
Right. Then he bought it on the third day.
That's probably right. Like it surged, then came back to Earth, and that's when I bought it.
I see.
Yeah, peaked at 27. But this is, today is the absolute lowest it's ever been.
Yeah.
Well, if it continues to tank at the end of the year, sell it and talk to your accountant. You can write off the loss. It's a realized loss. So he forgets that he even has this thing. $2,500. Sure. He pays for a print. I assume these are limited edition. One time, not long ago, the highest price that was paid for one of these original electric chair prints was in 2015, $11.6 million.
Wow. Oh, my. Okay, wait. So who is this?
Andy Warhol.
Andy Warhol.
Electric chair print.
Okay.
So I don't know how many of them he did, but there were few enough that somebody paid $11 million for one a couple years back. So about 4 years ago, Alice's mother, Alice Cooper's mother, found it in a storage locker. I guess she was going through some of his stuff.
Can you see it?
Oh, okay. So it's basically a red and black print. It almost looks like a photograph that's been kind of, it was like black and white and he just turned it red. And there's an electric chair in the middle of kind of a larger room.
Little Electric Chair by Andy Warhol, the recently uncovered silkscreen titled Little Electric Chair, spent over 40 years in storage. Go on.
So he had stuck it in the storage locker. And, you know, anybody who accumulates
his
stuff,
mom?
His mom?
She's still alive?
I guess so. Well, 4 years ago she found it. So I don't know if she's still alive, but she was going through his crap 4 years ago.
They say it was in storage alongside all his old tour equipment, which, you know, bands have. They have these storage spots everything from the guitars they use to record to set pieces or jackets from that tour area.
Because what are you going to do with it? You know, you stick it in storage, and I guess that becomes part of what you pay each month. So they say it's worth probably more than $10 million. So, which, since someone paid I'd say it's worth more than $11.6 million, which was the highest price paid for one of these prints, 2015. Alice's manager says, Alice says he remembers having a conversation with Warhol about the picture. He thinks the conversation was real, but he couldn't put his hand on a Bible and say what it was. The drugs and alcohol had a lot to do. Right after he bought this thing in the 70s, apparently he checked himself into a psychiatric hospital to deal with his addiction issues. So he found out how much the thing was worth, you know, a few years back, about $10 million or so, and he stuck it back in storage. He didn't want anything that valuable in his house.
Here's a picture of Andy Warhol, Alice Cooper, and I don't know who this person is. Her name is Barbie Benton.
God,
you don't know who Barbie Benton is?
What? Who is that? She's the focus of all my teen energy, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Wasn't she Hep's girlfriend?
She was a Playboy centerfold for all of the 70s.
Right.
Well, you gotta be a certain age to know who she is.
You're just about that age, man.
Yeah, you're not that young. I keep telling you, you got gray hair, dude.
This picture was from 1974, and I was born in 74. So, obviously, she's not an actress, she's not a singer, is she?
No, she's just a nudie
really.
Model.
She did some acting, like, on the Love Boat and Fantasy Island type stuff.
Yeah, I just thought this was a fun picture, so.
It's a great picture. You should post that, if you can. It looks like somebody owns it.
Yeah, sure. I gotta find something from then.
So, when Alice Cooper found out how much a painting was worth, he stuck it back in storage because he doesn't want something that valuable in his house.
Smart move, really.
His manager says...
Look at those.
What?
Oh.
What's wrong with you? Don't you know where you are?
She was definitely she was kind of the it girl of the 70s.
Oh.
We would see her all the time in Playboy.
Oh, you would?
Oh, yeah.
Totally, absolutely.
When was the last time you ever talked about her? I mean, I've never heard her mentioned on this show once.
We've mentioned
Barbie.
Her.
I used to army man myself with my dad's Playboys from his closet to my room, pushing them out there in front of me and grinding my way along the carpet, trying not to get caught.
And was Barbie usually in the...
Those were older Playboys for sure, but they were part of his stack.
Yep. Huh.
And there's no doubt I spent a lot of time on those.
Yeah. I loved her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too. Yep.
Anyway, his Alice Cooper's manager says, you should have seen Alice's face when the estimate came in. He jaw dropped and he looked at me and said, are you serious? I own that.
So he's not going to sell it.
They
don't said he rolled
anything,
it back
right?
up and put it
back. Put it back in storage. I guess, you know, he's worth $40 million. He doesn't need it. He's just going to let it sit there. Does he have kids or any heirs?
I believe he does.
Yeah, from some... And how old is mom?
I don't know, yeah, but he's 69.
Jesus God, she's got to be. I mean, she was going through his storage locker 4 years ago, I guess. But she had to be in her 90s.
Well,
I guess
some people, if you stay active, you're active, you know, when you sit down.
That's when it all falls apart.
As soon as you sit down.
It's just hard to get back up.
Yep.
The nominees for the MTV Video Music Awards were announced yesterday, and Kendrick Lamar leads the way. He got 8 nominations, including nods for Video of the Year and Artist of the Year. Katy Perry and The Weeknd are next with 5. MTV eliminated the gendered categories of everything, so there's no...
Best male.
It's
best...
just all best artist.
Okay.
The nominees for Video of the Year are Humble by Kendrick Lamar, Reminder by The Weeknd, 24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars, Scars to Your Beautiful Face by Alicia Cara, and Wild Thoughts by DJ Khaled. Is that the one with Rihanna on?
Yeah, that's the one.
So, Artist of the Year is... The nominees are Bruno Mars, Kendrick Lamar, The Weeknd, Ed Sheeran, Ariana Grande, and Lorde. They also added a category called Best Fight Against the System, which goes to the artist who inspires viewers to stand up and fight injustice. Mm. So I had Hooman grab some of these because I thought, well, we should, let's vote.
Yeah, so let's. I have a clear
I
winner.
I hadn't heard all these.
There's 6, so we'll just go in order. And when you want me to fade out, I will. The first one is Logic by Black Spider. By Logic, it's called Black Spider-Man.
All right. All right. So that's...
Who is that again?
Logic.
Logic. It's nominee number 1 in the Fight Against the System category.
I like
category.
This kid, but I wouldn't pick that song. Okay. Let's keep going.
All right. So this next one is Hamilton, the mixtape. It's called Immigrants. This
Get
is,
the job done.
This is the second verse. I thought this was the all best right. one.
I don't understand all this part. All right. So there's that one. The next one is Big Sean, Light. All right. Was there something specifically inspirational in that?
I'll take you to the chorus. Hold on.
All right.
All right.
Ahead. Yeah. Mm.
These are songs. What is the
fight? Best fight against the system. So
you know
far,
what I thought of that
one.
I really like, even though it's sort of not my style of music or whatever. But that song by Macklemore.
Yeah, I don't.
What
which
is
one?
That,
that come
the,
up? This
the same love or what yeah. is that yeah. called? What? That wouldn't that be in this?
It would have been probably 2 yeah. years
like,
ago.
Like to me, that song is right. what would win the category.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful song.
You know, the Alicia Cara song "Scars to Your Beautiful."
Yeah,
which is just go ahead. Play it.
Yeah, no, this is an Alice Essential, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
And is it on the?
Yeah,
it is. Okay. It's one of the nominees, actually. So we've heard this one, Taboo and Shailene Woodley.
All right, so I heavily cut her part down. She wasn't selling it. She raps, but
does she?
Yeah,
oh, I want to hear Shailene.
She wasn't
Woodley
selling
rapping.
It.
And then they get to the guy Taboo. I think Taboo is from Black Eyed Peas.
Oh,
I think it's
yeah.
that guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
The name of the song is Stand Up / Stand and Rock # No DAPL. What does that stand for?
The Dakota Pipeline. This is all about the Dakota.
Oh, okay.
Oh, got it. Okay, so they're trying to get you to do something.
Yeah, here it is.
Yeah, I've heard enough of her.
All right, she's almost done.
I had to fight back a boo.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, you don't like this one?
No, I do right. like it. It's
they're but, all good, but none of them are striking me as something.
This one is though specifically about a topic. Stand up and like I think that's a good fight against the system.
I like Logic's though. He is a mixed race guy with a Mexican wife. All right, I get your point.
And then
this,
the final
oh, this
one.
Is the chorus.
Oh
no,
nah.
Okay.
The final one in this category. We're talking about the MTV Video Music Award nominations. They have a new category called Best Fight Against the System. We're listening through the nominees. John Legend is the final nominee.
Here it is.
Oh.
Shorefire is the name of this.
All right. I got Logic for the win.
I got Hamilton for the win.
All right.
I got Shailene Woodley and Taboo.
Get out of here.
I like it.
All right. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of slow for a fired up song, but it's
You
can't deny that the guy is awesome.
Yeah.
Did you hear that Donald Trump stopped following Chrissy Teigen because, and for years she's been crapping on him on Twitter, but she finally just went, lol, nobody likes you.
I thought he blocked her.
Blocked her.
Right.
What did I say?
Stop following.
Yeah, whatever that is.
But there was a whole list of all the people that he stopped following or blocked, whatever.
Right. Right. I don't want to see that anymore. That's just mean.
Enough of you. Block.
Right. So did you have a pick, Yuzi, for the best fight against the system?
Well, I really liked that Indian one.
Oh, the one I liked.
American Indian music like that. I really enjoy it. It kind of calms me down a little bit. Oh. Their message is fine.
Sure. So you're saying it's going to be that you and Hooman are on the taboo Shailene Woodley. Sure.
They'd have done better, though, to not add Shailene Woodley
in
there.
Yeah, she can go away.
That was annoying. You're going Logic, and I'm going to go for the Hamilton mixtape thing.
All right.
So anyway, we'll see after the... When does this air? Hold on, I'm sure. August 27th in L.A. That's the ceremony. I don't have any word on a host or performers or anything yet, but the voting is open, so you can actually go vote for the one you like at vma.mtv.com. And that is all I got time for this time around. What is coming up, Vincenzo?
Being neurotic will help you live longer.
Oh,
and I have like 4 stories that I teased yesterday and never got to. Oh. I'll do them now.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. Here's what's happening. If I could, and maybe this isn't the time, so tell me if you want to talk about Game of Thrones later.
Oh, no, let's talk about Game of Thrones. I'll talk about Game of Thrones anytime you want to talk about Game of Thrones.
Okay, because I have a couple questions. I finally caught up on Sunday's episode last night,
yeah,
and I got to watch it again because they do so many things at once.
So, spoilers
and so fast.
If you haven't watched yet.
Well, maybe not. I don't know if... So, the first thing that catches me about this episode is that... There are, at least that I know of, 3 different dudes who've had themselves manicured deeply. It cut off.
Well, I think. Oh, yeah. 3 of them. Yeah.
So, okay. So, I'm confused. The Unsullied dude?
Yeah.
What's his deal? What's
you
that
know,
mean?
Is it
off?
You know, I think it's completely off.
So he goes from
standard to a sitter.
So it just pours out of his body.
I don't know if they still have their willies or not.
Did they leave him half of it so at least they can aim?
Like a stub?
I don't know.
I'm asking you. I truly do not know.
Or did they cut the 2 parts off?
That's what, okay.
Yeah. The danglers?
I'm trying to, you guys don't know because that's, the, so I'm watching this. That girl is so hot.
Miss Sunday.
Beautiful.
She's so hot.
I know.
So she goes, where do you think you're going? You didn't say goodbye. And then he's like, oh, I'm scared because I'm in love. I'm like in my room going, ah. So, but then you know what happens.
I do.
And he doesn't want her to look. And that's the last reaction you'd want when you're looking at that girl. You'd be like, yes, please.
Maybe something will grow back. I mean, you are so hot.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Okay.
I know that they have talked about they remove the manhood, they, you know, whatever it is. But does that mean that, like, I don't know exactly what that means. Maybe some texter knows exactly what that means. And I can't even remember what George R.R. Martin wrote in the books about them.
The Unsullied.
Yes. Because they have had something removed for sure. But they're men of war and they're fighters. So maybe he leaves the danglers and takes away the woohoo.
Man, I'm trying to ask you. I was hoping you could help me. Then
I don't know.
There's the bald guy who's forced to stick a needle in his eye, swear that he loves the king or whatever, that her, the queen.
I think everything got removed from him because he talks about how he was sold to a mystic or some kind of wizard dude who, and it sounded like he was someone who followed the Lord of Light because he cut off his junk and burned it on a brazier right in front of Varys's face.
Oh, his name's Varys?
Yeah, the spider Varys, the Lord Varys.
I don't know.
So anyway, they he took that stuff and it sounded like all of it went and put it on the fire and then watched whatever this guy's junk told him in the flames. He was some kind of a sacrifice. So, but then they referred to him as a eunuch, which I think is just the danglers.
Whatever. The show, I'm watching this show, and I'm realizing in one episode, there's three dudes with various random...
I think Theon just lost his wiener.
Just the stick.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I guess we don't get to see either, so...
Well, that's we'll never the scene. The scene with...
Theon?
No, Grey Worm, or whatever his name is. They don't show that, but they show that he's going to help her in another way.
Yes.
And they show that graphically.
They really do. It's blurry, but it's graphic.
No, it's...
question what's happening. It's right. Porn.
It's made clear in the book that the Unsullied are castrated root and stem.
Oh.
With all their parts removed. And because of this, let me go back. There's a big article. Because of this episode, Vinny, they're saying, because of this fact, several viewers turned to the internet to find out exactly what, I don't know how to pronounce this word. Eunuch?
Eunuch.
Eunuch, sorry.
Yeah.
Eunuch. Is so they went to the dictionary. I hear Hooman laughing at me.
Well, that's I'm telling you guys, it stood out to me that in this one episode, there's at least three people in different states of
removal,
right? And seeing him try to make her happy, mm-hmm. I thought, well, there's got to be something there, otherwise he wouldn't even bother,
right? Like, why does he feel aroused by her if his testosterone makers are gone?
That's why I asked. Yeah, clearly I'm not the only one, as everyone went to the internet,
root and stem, but they didn't take his heart. He loves Missandei.
Oh, so he's just
a pleasure machine, I guess. I don't know, he's gonna just do whatever it takes to keep her happy. Poor thing. That whole army.
That scene from behind her, I was like, oh, man, she is...
delicious.
Okay, so anyway, so much happened, and apparently, let me just ask you this, and then I'll stop with the Game of Thrones, but it was a good episode.
Yes.
Do you think Theon's sister is alive?
I do.
You do?
I think that Theon's sister and Alaria Sands and her daughter, the ones who are... downstairs in the boat.
Uh-huh.
I believe that they are all I can't think of his name. Yoren?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
I think that's the gift he's bringing to Cersei.
Oh.
So I believe.
Good
because,
for him.
Ilaria killed her daughter. Mercedes. What's her daughter's name? Can't think of it.
I don't know.
But her, you remember the little blonde daughter. Yeah. Whose name is right on the tip of my tongue. So Yora, the girl, Theon's sister, you know, they've joined with Daenerys. He's bringing them a bunch of people who are valuable to her.
Okay.
To torture. She's going to give all of them to the mountain. You just know it.
All right. Mm-hmm. That'll be fun.
Super fun. But go ahead.
I was going to say, someone just texted in. I turned on the radio. What the hell are you guys talking about?
We're talking about
manhood?
Game of Thrones. Well, look, I'm sorry if that's something that caught my attention, but that
she is the
hottest chick, and there he is standing there before her, and to imagine yourself unable, incapable, and it seems like he wants to, man, there couldn't be more torture. Go to war, dude. Then don't come back.
That's all you got left.
Right? What are you going to do?
They've just left you nothing. What a horrible thing.
Yeah.
In the book, as they go into what happens to an Unsullied, because they're taken from their parents when they're little. Their parents, I guess, sell them to the Unsullied to pay for food for their families. And the things that they are required to do as children to make themselves into Unsullied are, it's I don't even want to tell you some of it.
Okay, well, don't.
I won't.
But the torture he's set up for in having such a hot girlfriend and no way to...
He might be able to satisfy her, but there's no satisfying him.
Well, that's... He doesn't...
Maybe he has no need for that.
But every dinner party, he's going to be sitting there unable to... Like, everyone's going to go home and get hammered on except his wife because he can't. Well, and he's going to be sitting there thinking to himself. Yeah, but
maybe in some,
you know how that's
going to
make
people?
Him feel, especially because he's a warrior. He's going to be like, right. I want to go home and
give it to you.
Yeah, good. Better than all these other dudes at this party.
I've got a spear for you
and
in my warlike ways. Got
to stop in the middle of kissing and get up and go to the toolbox.
Yeah. Well, maybe it is a magical realm. Maybe they'll find some way to reward him with his junk back.
Magic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sam will read the book.
Sure. How to Restore an Unsullied yeah. Area.
Oh, the dragons. Okay, never mind. I got to do
There's
a couple
so
stories here because that was...
Oh, yeah.
You did promise.
More
it's the
time
ones you didn't
than
get
I expected to, spend on Game of Thrones. If you slather your hands with Purell before you eat, if you wash your fruits and vegetables thoroughly...
Yeah.
You know, those people who pick berries right off the... bush and just start eating them.
Yeah,
and you're like,
that's me.
What's wrong with you? Yeah, I know that's you.
I pull strawberries out of my garden
and eat them.
Wipe the spiders off of them.
Sure.
Eat them.
They say, congratulations. Being neurotic can help you outlive everybody.
Well, yeah, good for you.
They say it lowers your risk of dying than more than people who are calmer, more relaxed, and eat dirt.
Is that so?
Like you.
So what do they cite as the reasons why? Because they don't eat the pesticides that are on the apples?
Researchers say it's because those neurotic tendencies have positive benefits when it comes to making healthier choices or going to the doctor early when something might be wrong.
Yeah. Man, I hate the doctor. I'll do anything to not go to the doctor.
You hate the doctor.
I just don't want to go. All right, what else? Do some of the stuff that you did that you didn't do yesterday.
The money can buy you happiness.
Oh, yeah.
You hear that money can't buy you happiness.
I've always thought that seemed like BS. That was just like what people say to people who don't have money.
Yeah, a new study says that's blatantly untrue. Researchers at Harvard Business School just wrapped up a study of almost 4,500 people, and they found money can, in fact, buy you happiness. And you don't even have to be rich.
Right.
You just have to have some money.
Right. Well, it's like you said the other day that... you know, we all, the American dream is things like having Netflix.
Right.
You know?
It's the American dream.
Right, steak once a month.
Changed considerably.
Right.
The study found that paying someone to do, quote, unenjoyable daily tasks and getting more free time because of it.
Right.
Will significantly improve your satisfaction with your life.
Sure. If you got to spend 2 hours a day doing housework.
I always think of Hooman on that one. Like,
what do you mean?
He pays someone to do his laundry.
Which is actually, when it comes down to it, it's one of my most annoying, like, today is my laundry day. I have to do all the laundry, wash it, fold it, put it away, and I don't like Wednesdays.
It's hours of a day.
It's, you know, it's not even that big a deal. It's just that all day long, every hour or so, I got to go in the laundry room and get something done.
Mm-hmm.
And I got other things to do. Sit on my ass on the couch.
I was going to say, like what?
Like sit. Relax. I should actually just set up a chair and be, you know, pay someone to do my laundry at my house. I could just watch and be like, wow, that I used to hate doing
well,
that.
Well, you could do that. I'm sure you've got the money for it.
Yeah, right.
They talk about spending about $80 a month having people take care of things like cooking, shopping, and other chores, mowing the lawn, whatever.
Sure.
I know my dad took great satisfaction in taking care of his whole yard every weekend. He wouldn't exercise to save his life, but he would go out and do the yard work and call that his exercise.
And he enjoyed it.
He loved it.
He had pride in it.
You know, whatever. To me, no thanks.
Yeah.
I want no part of that. As we have a house right now with no yard, the only one in the house that gives two craps about it is the missus.
Yeah.
She misses a yard. She wants to go out in the yard with the kid and hang.
Yeah.
And I'm...
Well, that's so it's
we
fun.
Got a patio, go out there. It's like 8 square feet fenced in. No one can get hit by a car out there.
How far is the park from your house?
It's not far. Oh. It's I don't know, 100 yards.
But sometimes you don't want to get all dressed to go down to the park. You just want to go out in your backyard
in
your
pajamas
bathroom
or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Do you have land to
Build?
Grow? Yeah.
No.
No. The APA patio.
No, that's got. This is all built. This is clocked in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I happen to know for a fact someone is spending more time on Zillow or other places than anything else.
Where is she going to be based?
I don't know. Well, she's working out of home.
So yeah, she has to work out of home. You can move anywhere. Because all we have to worry about is your commute.
There's a lot more to it than that.
Like so. She will probably have to go up to that Salesforce headquarters building in San Francisco on the regular.
Yeah, I don't know.
I really think it might be time to start looking again.
Isn't it time?
It is.
Yeah, no, I think she is looking, but, you know, there's other priorities.
You know what sucks, though?
What?
You live in a great neighborhood. You love where you live. That's what
sucks.
We
have great neighbors.
Yep.
We have our Sue. Is
who's your
Isla's
Sue?
Child
Sue
care
is Isla's. Oh, right.
Well, she'll be in school soon, and she'll, you know, it's not gonna be long. What is she gonna be, 4 this year? So next year,
yeah,
she'll,
man, how's that?
Next summer, next 1 year from now, you guys will be thinking about, she'll be getting into kindergarten.
I don't know. What am I? Oh,
get time. Just keep going. Keep going.
Keep going, keep going. How much time do I have?
I know. I feel like we've been running late a lot.
No.
I don't know the spot load.
Let me look. Hold on.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
255 easy.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll keep going then.
All right.
I saw this one.
We're not
good
doing
job,
that. Now. Okay, go ahead.
Hold on to that button.
I was just on a plane, so this one, I liked thinking about it. If you're on a plane,
yeah,
and you've got, say, an aisle seat,
yeah,
someone walks up to you. Let's say Hooman, but you don't know him.
Okay.
So just someone, some guy, middle-aged guy, seems healthy enough, walks up and says, "Would you mind switching to the middle seat so I can have this one?" Like, he's in your aisle, but he's got the ticket for the middle seat, but he wants you to take it so he can have the aisle. Would you switch?
Hell no. People ask all the time. I get my window seat so I can lean against something and sleep the whole flight. And people are
we're
like,
not talking about a window. We're talking about you're already
aisle.
On the aisle. It already kind of sucks. But
no,
but
I think the aisle's great.
The aisle is 1,000 times better than the middle seat. There's nothing.
I agree with that.
I would not
switch.
The
window is the best.
It is the best.
Even though if you have to pee, you got to get out. But the aisle is the second best. I would say I really prefer not to.
You would say no.
I would. Well, sometimes though people surprise you and just out of like sort of reflexive politeness, you might do it. And then you'd regret it the whole rest of the time. It would depend. Am I a little bit afraid of him? Is he, is he tall and skinny? Is he tall and heavy? I think there's factors. I would actually sit and try and think about it for a minute. I've been trying to do that as I get older, rather than snap, say yes or no.
Yeah.
I would say
yes if they had their person on the other side, like
yes.
their wife.
Oh, so if they could
sit
next to
them.
Okay, but that's
like,
not
okay
part of it.
That.
So this is, as I thought about it, I was like, well, first of all, if it's some dude
yeah.
who just walks up and is like, yeah, I don't want to be in the middle. I'm just going to ask and see if I... Absolutely not. No. No chance. Mm. But you know what? If a lady walked up and said that normal whatever age he is, you know, I'm trying to put them both in the same category, and said, "Would you mind if I took that seat and you took the middle?" I'd probably do it.
Yeah.
I'd probably do it, which I don't know if that's just being polite or
just not
chivalrous. Does that count? I don't know.
But maybe.
I think I would probably feel more inclined than some dude with his ball cap backwards who's just like, "Oh, hey, bro, could I have that seat? You take this one."
And what about if the
No.
What about if the person at the window is like, 400 pounds spilling over into the middle seat?
Well, then no.
Of course you wouldn't.
45% of people said, "Yeah, I would switch."
Wow.
And I just thought,
that's high.
I don't know.
I just think that sometimes that's reflexive politeness. Somebody asks, and you can't immediately think of a reason why not. But, you know, I had a friend a few years ago said, no is a complete sentence. You don't have to qualify no.
Yeah.
You don't have to
yeah.
give all kinds of excuses. You just say, no.
Nah.
I don't want to.
That seat sucks, bro. You're bummed.
Yeah. Too bad for you. I actually went
my
on and picked
this. My ticket says this seat. Yeah. So
I'm going to
so
stay where I'm at. Seat. All right. Yeah. I'm surprised you don't like the aisle. I think the aisle is the best spot.
I like the aisle second best. I want a window.
I hate being locked in there. Man, as soon as you have to go, you start looking at the people next to you thinking, oh, I'm
God,
have
that
to
person's
bum
asleep.
Them all out.
They've got
They're
their whole
so
meal
bummed.
Sitting there in front of them.
Bummer.
Man.
Well, anyway, so there's a few of the stories. I have a few more that I didn't get to, which I will next news break.
All right,
what's coming up in the trash?
I've got the top 100 songs in the country at this point.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.